Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
So, babe. Franco the Don. Babe. Franco the Don. Babe.
Can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just be me and Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The pink dog thing, they got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dip me in Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The whole thing they got power. Hey, it's so bad. Anybody tell you at this, I go crazy. Recognize who you stepping to, ooh, baby. Put it up just like that, don't move, baby. Let you go and roll up to get your blades. Pulling on your hair and you just got it laid. Still a long time when I'm pulling up late. Don't worry about love, baby, you straight. Let you talk your shit, just don't tell on me. Let you step on anybody, just don't turn on me. When I did it, I be getting it, I be picking up speed. Must be from the Himalayas, that's a play in me. So leave, raise the temps to 1,000 degrees. I'ma talk back if you talk to me. I'ma grab that, throw it back at me. Did anything, you real with me. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dip in your Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The pink, the whole thing, they got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So having my way, I can do it all. Can I just dip in your Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The pink, the whole thing, they got power. Do me, I do you, that's an even exchange. I'm a real one, like how I do my thing. I can tell them about the brain, but won't mention your name. Cold peanut butter, it's the handles for me. Should be charged, how you put it on me? Hit, she tell me the brain. Cold peanut butter, it's the handles for me. Should be charged, how you put it on me? Hit, she tell me don't stop, I'm lit. I'm picky, want you to use all lip. Fish, if something ain't right, I dip. Swear it ain't nothing, it's too many, I'll chill. She get left out, chill like bang bang grip. Walk with a stiff, no left, still pill. For the ones that need two hands to grill. Baby, come here, I just wanna say something. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it out. Can I just dip me in Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The pink, the whole thing, they got power. Please tell me. I can't read your mind, let's talk about it. You know about me, I don't need a vow. So, having my way, I can do it out. Can I just dip in your Lotus Flow? Like it big in a bag, like an Eddie Bow. I can snag a bitch like Mike Lowry. The pink, the whole thing, they got power.
And I'm back. I am here, Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connection Special with Atlas Records, Joe Jr. Gallagher. Are you there?
Please.
Joe, introduce your artist.
Yeah, so I got Zoe Lee coming from the mud to the map, all the way from Columbia, South Carolina. He's a testimony, a walking testimony of what God's faith, what belief in God, and what belief in oneself, and perseverance, and resilience, and relentlessness can do for someone's career.
So how did Atlas Records discover him?
I was actually invited to somebody's house, another artist that was signed to the label. That artist introduced me to Zoe. Zoe started freestyling. I had my guitar out, and at that moment when Zoe started freestyling, I knew that he had something.
Nice. And how old is he?
How old is he?
Yes.
29.
That's a good age. That's a great age for what you're doing. Yeah. And working with the artist. And so the song that he wrote, did he write that himself?
He did. He's on the line. He can tell you all about it. He brings it.
Oh, what? Wonderful. Welcome to the show. This is your show. And we are so excited to have you on the air and playing your music. So let me ask you this. When did you start out singing? Like, how long ago? Like, what age around?
The whole time. I can say about, like, around 15 when I really started, like, filling myself with music.
That is amazing. And here you are with a record label and helping you out and getting you out there as well. And I know that you have some amazing products Joe was telling me about.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We got, like, 6 products. We got edibles. We even got Liso tequila on the Liso body
my producer
that just came out.
My producer is laughing in the background. He's like, that sounds interesting. That's amazing. So is there a website?
It's a lot. We got a lot going on.
Wow. So do you have a website?
Yeah.
All
the products
you can go to AtlasStarRecords.com.
Yeah, AtlasStarRecords.com, or you can go to Retro-Bombs.com, which is our sister company where we house and do all the online distribution for all the artists' products. So he's got tequila, he's got CBD gummies, he's got cigars, he's got body scrubs, organic products, juice, energy drinks. He's got all kinds of stuff.
Well, let me go back. How did you start to get into, like, the body scrubs and all that? Did you test this all out? Is it your brand?
It's his brand.
Everything is organic from Mr. Joe Gallagher Jr. Yeah, he put me in with it, and we was talking about it, something that we've been wanting to do, and we put it to the action, you know. And it's a great product.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this, because out of all of them, I know they're all your favorites. What one do you like a lot? I mean, that you say, oh, I really like this one.
Which one I like a lot? I mean, it got to be the first thing I came out with. And that got to be the cigar. Because that really, like, it shaped me and it had me really thinking outside the box. So, yeah, I think that's my favorite one, the first one I came with.
Now, I know there's a lot of different cigars, and, you know, I don't know a lot, but that, you know, you're the expert at it. What kind of cigars do you sell? And it's great for the New Year's. Everybody can try to do that as well and to order from you. Can you explain what the cigars are made of and what you know, whatever is in it?
Yes, ma'am. We got different types, really. We got the hemp leaf, we got the regular leaf, we got the regular cigar. You know what I'm saying? We just trying to make it a choice for everybody, because it's for everybody, you know?
Right.
We even got paper. So.
Gotcha. So have you gone to any of the cigar shops with your brand? And you, that would be a great idea as an artist to, you know, go out there and, you know, sign autographs and meet people, like a meet and greet.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely. I got a few stores down here my way in Columbia, West Columbia, to be exactly. I got 2 stores right now that's ready to put my product in. We're, you know, just working one step at a time because we got so much going on. It's a lot going on. We just try not to overwhelm ourselves.
Right. So how many would you say that you have to sell with all your products? Like, if somebody wants a big order, like, you know, they want to get your organic scrub or something and they have a big order.
It's unlimited supply because I'm manufacturing it all, Dawn.
Okay.
At our facility at Atlas Star Records. So they can go online and order as many as they want, and we'll have the order to them within, you know, 5 to 7 days.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's super cool. And then, Joe, give that website again, because people are driving, and, you know, they'll kind of memorize that as well. And
it's retro-bombs.com.
Okay, is that also on the Atlas Records site as well?
Yeah, there's a link. You can get to all of our sites. We have 3 sites, AtlasStarRecords.com, AtlasStarShopping.com, which is just for artists who are looking for services that they want to boost their career with, and then that will lead you to the online mall, which is where we host all the products for purchase all the physical, tangible items like the scrubs, the organic scrubs, the organic drinks, and all that stuff.
That's cool. I notice when I use organic scrubs, your skin glows.
Yes, it's fine.
Yes, ma'am. You gotta take care of yourself. You know,
exactly. So what do you do to relax? What are your hobbies? What are the fun things that you like to do besides, you know, being out there and, you know, performing? What is your hobbies?
Honestly, I really like to be by the water.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? Like river, lake. You know what I'm saying? I just really like to meditate a lot.
Well, we need to get you over here and go sailing. I know Joe tried to get over here and you know, with weather and everything. And we have to do a music video with you on the sailboat.
Yes, ma'am. Definitely.
That would be amazing, you know, and just you and, you know, just to have that. Hey, by the way, guys, you know, my husband has a drone. Is that what it's called, a drone I ordered?
Yeah. Yes.
We definitely can do something with that.
His stepson, he said, oh, he got me a drone. And I was like, are you kidding me? And I bought him a drone, but it was like on the Amazon real super discount. It was like $300 for $40. It was a heck of a deal. So he'll have two of them. So you guys can play with one, and then you can have the other one if it doesn't crash in the water.
Oh, definitely. Well, we already making plans about coming down there, because I was just telling Joe, I definitely want you to video on the boat.
Oh, it's amazing.
With Sunkissed Charters, definitely.
That would be one.
He's growing. His audience is growing. Is growing in Florida big time.
That's amazing. And we have a lot of production companies down here, a lot of people. I just got off the phone with one as well. And, you know, we have a pontoon boat that is a 28-foot for six people that goes to the islands. So we can even take you to an island, and you can do, like, a music video there as well, a private island. That would be cool.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Yeah. I have to say sunkisscharters.com on that one.
sunkisscharters.com.
If you hear it from here, they it's a referral. So it's from Joe Jr. Gallagher. So anyways, the time that Joe is working with you, what have you been doing with Joe?
A lot of promotion, a lot of product making, just shooting videos. We've just been really on the hook. I mean, in 7 months, we really did a lot.
Well, hey, Joe, did you get a hold of my friend Paul Murray in Washington, D.C.? Did you guys?
I have not yet. I haven't had a chance to reach out yet, but because these artists like Joe keep me busy 24/7 because he's got so much going on. You know, he's making moves left and right. You know, he's doing shows opening for these big artists here. He's got shows where he's headlining down in Charleston.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Paul's background. He worked for the Jackson family. He was the family honors photographer production. He's got all the cameras. He's now got a tour bus as well, as I just heard, and that would be pretty amazing. We took an artist on tour back in the days named Little J, made him number one in CD sales, and it was amazing. But I will tell you, he's hooked up with all the old school, I was going to say Airbnb, no, Airbnb. Not Airbnb, a place to stay. I mean, like,
R&B music.
But he is amazing, and we'll do a three-way with him tomorrow if we can, because he's got a lot of connects, and I think that there's a real good connect with what he's doing as well. With you guys,
for sure.
So when do you think you guys could come down to Florida?
Definitely after our show. So probably March.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, definitely March.
I know we have another song. God, this goes so fast. We have, we have to play another song. That's why you're on the air with us. What other song are we playing, Bobby or Zoe?
We have Old Me, but are we going to play that at 26 or so? To close out this segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll just wait on that other song?
Yeah, for till the end of the segment.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay, so, Joe, with your record company, what artist and what are you looking for in music to help, you know, label a new artist?
I'm looking for those artists that can know how to inspire themselves,
right?
And know how to take the tools given to them and run with it, and build a business out of what I'm giving them. I'm giving them opportunity. You know, most traditional labels will hand over a check and say, "Here you go. Now you owe me $250,000. Hope you spend this money the right way." You know, and most of them go buy gold chains and cars and shit.
Right. Do you have, you know, maybe we could talk to you, and Zoe's on the phone with us, and I'll have to talk to you about this afterwards. We had a company that, there we go. Okay, I'm hearing myself. So this person that wrote the song and organized it, he noticed for this, if this movie takes off, that he would give her the music, and she'd have to pay a lot more money because she doesn't own the rights for it. And
right.
And then he goes, well, I'll maybe give you a penny a download. I don't know the whole story on this. This is just a briefing. We need a kid's song, you know, for this movie that we're working on. And I don't know if that's something that you might be interested in?
Because we have producers and artists that are... I definitely got nieces and nephews,
you know what I'm saying? So I definitely, I love the kids, definitely.
Yeah,
Joe's a big supporter of children, anything.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I love to hear that. Yeah, so we'll make a, let's do a three-way tomorrow afternoon, like around like 3 or 4, and let me get some people on the phone with you that I think would be beneficial with his career as well, that you're helping him. That would be good. So I know that you have been an artist. You also, do you have any miracle stories in your life at all, or?
So? Oh, yes, plenty. I can tell you about one of them right now. That one that mean the most to me when I got to meet my idol, and I didn't think it was possible.
Oh, wow.
I was sleeping in the car. You know what I'm saying? The only access I had was to the studio.
Hmm.
And you know, my guy Franco. Mm-hmm. He just let me record. He was letting me record. And I was like, man, you know, I just want to do this. I want to put all my effort in this. I want to put all my energy into this. And he believed in me before anybody did, you know, before Joe met me and anything. So once he heard my music, he started sending the most. And crazy thing, a guy from Atlanta that he knew wanted me to come to Atlanta and to meet Zaytoven. Now, Zaytoven is like one of the biggest, like, engineers, super producers. I've been listening to him since I was like 15.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I always been like, man, you know what? I wish I could meet him one day. I'm going to meet him one day.
That's so exciting.
And man, just...
What you put out there, I always put stuff on the refrigerator, and I tell you, you may have a magical refrigerator because things just come true. And every time you go past it, you pray over it, in the name of Jesus. I'm not kidding you. It's true. That's right. And you are amazing, just amazing artist. And what inspires you to write your songs? You know, like what inspires you?
Just knowing that I want it better, you know what I'm saying, and know that I had it, because a lot of people always told me that I had it, just keep running with it, but I ain't never, you know, to my side thing that
right.
I was doing, but, you know, so I was like, you know, I'm going to give it a chance this time, and
it turned out
way better than I expected.
Good for you. And when you give things to God and put it in His hands and, you know, and you really pray about it, watch things happen. Doors just open up. And sometimes you can't see it, but God is working behind the scenes for you to make that happen.
He has the third eye wide open. And he's seeing visions all the time and confirmations and validations. And it's like what you said about putting the notes on the refrigerator. Zoe has predicted several things that have happened in his career before they happened.
I've heard that. I have friends that have that happen as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And to tell you the truth, when I was a flight attendant, I put a sailboat on my refrigerator. I was making $30,000 a year. And I was like, yeah, right, sure, how am I going to do this? I kept that sailboat on there for many years, and I would just go, thank you, Jesus, for my sailboat. Would you know that God has a sense of humor? Because my husband, when we got the sailboat, we lived on it for 2 years, and it did not work. So you have to be specific.
You had a plan the whole time.
Exactly, exactly. If you want a car, you have to tell specifically what kind of car you want and just thank God for that car. Exactly, exactly. Well, is there any last message that you would like to give the world for a new year, happy new year message from you?
Yes, ma'am. Don't be scared. Go for what you want to do. Don't look back. Don't be, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be scary. But go over them humps and keep pushing.
Right.
You know, it's a new year. I know everybody want to do, and they got their resolutions, but if I can tell you to do anything, keep pushing.
What's your resolution for this year? Both of you.
Keep pushing.
We don't have one.
I don't have one. I really, that's been it from the get-go. Keep pushing.
Keep pushing.
God bless you.
Mine is to read the one-year Bible every day, not every other day. That's mine.
Yeah, all the time.
Exactly.
All the time. You got to get your blessings in. You know what I'm saying? Don't even look for blessings. Just look for knowledge.
Exactly. And keep thanking him for what you have. You know, we're so blessed here. You know?
Amen.
Exactly. Oh, my producer said we have to play your song, and I can't wait to meet you and Joe and get down here in Florida. And God bless the both of you. Happy New Year. And the song we're going to play right now, Bobby?
Is Old Me.
There you go. Thank you, guys. God bless you. Happy New Year.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
This
New
music.
Year,
bye.
God bless.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank
you. Franco.
It would never been a new me.
This is an amazing song. I'm already like dancing back here.
Watch what I do next. Swear they gonna love me. Yeah. Swear they gonna love me. Do. Keep your head up, don't stress. My little bad, still give it your best. Long nights I've been lonely. In the dark, it was just me. Before you get blessed, gotta go through a test. Grandma, baby, and I ain't nothing less. Cancer is a beast, she had it on the flesh. Ain't no loss to take it all the less. Planning for the future, but I'm still in the present. Prayer is a shield, I hope we all contain. The man of high like Wi-Fi, I hope we all connect. And I have dreams in the sky like the Jets. Came a long way from the hood from this. Shout out to the old me. If it wasn't for that brother, it would never been a new me. Shout out to the old me. If it wasn't for that brother, it would never been a new me. Watch what I do next. Swear they gonna love me. What I do next, so they gonna love me. Yeah. So they gonna love me. Watch what I do next.
I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to 6 people, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Okay, and we're back, and this is Hollywood Connection Super Special, and we have somebody here in the studio, a dear friend of mine, all the way from Tennessee, just moved back to Florida. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Dawn.
She's another talk show host.
This is Mama J, but I'm going by Just Jacqueline now.
Just Jacqueline. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about some fun stuff coming up. We have casting for a movie. Actually, I was on a Zoom call with two producers, and we're going to be talking about that. But let me tell you what's happening. Carrie Kay presents January 8th, 2023, a comedy show that will be starring Carrie Kay, featuring Robin Savage, Jennifer Jen, Corrine Rungo, and me. Oh, there I am, Dawn Reese, at 8:30 p.m. at the VFW, 4256 Madeira Beach, over at the VFW. So come in and join a fun night of comedy and fill that place up. You know, I'm in a 55 and over community, so I think my jokes are going to work at the VFW.
I would think so, yeah. Totally.
You know, I have to say, before my caller calls in, hold on, my headset's here. You know, Jacqueline, I was so excited about Christmas. You know, I'm jumping through the malls with my grandson, and I'm just having a good time. And, you know, and all of a sudden I hear, do we have a phone ring, like a ring?
Yeah,
Bobby, find out. You got to hear this, because
usually it's organic here.
Okay, so I'm walking through the mall and I hear this, like a telephone ring. Do we have one yet? Oh,
he's really looking for one right now. I mean, you're supposed to be on cue.
One bell.
There's a bell.
Well, it's not a ring, but you get the idea. So I'm walking.
We get the idea.
And I hear, hi, this is the water company. Your water bill is due at $117 tomorrow. And I'm Christmas shopping. I'm looking at my budget. Then 20 minutes later, ring, bell, Bobby. And they go, this is the wow bill. Are you paying today? I'm like, no, after Christmas.
It always is a bummer when you are in a happy mood. Leave it to these creditors to, like, totally give you chestnuts.
Well, at least they call you, thank God, or I would be like, Bolivia. Bolivia. Yeah, it's kind of like our neighbor. Okay, Cecile, hi, if you're watching, because I know that you see my Facebook. So I have to talk about this, because I'm going to do this in comedy as well. So,
oh, you're testing it out.
Yeah, I'm testing it out. So here's the thing. We had company. My son's over at my house.
Right.
And little Sandy Beach Jack Russell decides to be a little barky.
Barky, okay, yeah.
And the neighbor said, okay, she kind of has like an attitude. She barks a lot. So my husband went over and he was telling him how sassy, you know, Sandy is. But we had company, so it's on the patio. And my husband looked at him and said, I'll have a chat with her.
Yes, because Sandy will talk right back and, you know, tell
her. She's
Bert.
A Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always happens that way.
You do stand-up comedy.
Well, it's been a hot minute since I've done stand-up comedy.
And she's funny.
Sometimes.
Yes.
There's your phone ring.
Hi, everyone. Woo, that's really in my face, and I'm falling back.
I have her
back.
On TikTok. We're live on TikTok. So you've done stand-up comedy, and I think it's funny. We'll talk to her in just a few minutes. We just laugh at ourselves. I'm on stage. I don't care if I bomb on it, because I then will put it on TikTok and then get like 3,000-4,000 views, more people
nice.
Than is in the audience.
Sounds like fun. I bomb quite a bit. But anyways.
But it's the real true life stuff that happens in your life.
Oh, you know? I will have great ones in about 6 months.
Oh, yeah. I know. And, you know, and the funny thing is, you know, is getting up in the morning. You know, you're single.
So I am single.
She's looking.
I am looking.
Give me your Facebook.
Oh, find me on Facebook, Instagram, Jacqueline.
Jacqueline what?
Chase.
There you go. And what are you looking for in a man?
Oh, he's got to be spiritual.
Spiritual?
He has to be spiritual. Metaphysical would be nice.
And what age range about?
Anywhere between 35 and 55.
Okay, so you know what my mother said? She was, after my father passed away, she was not going to date for a while, and then she goes, I'm going to write a letter to God, and I'm going to tell him exactly what I'm looking for.
Oh, I've done that.
Oh, you did?
I've written the letter. I've even edited it. I've done it all, and I'm just like, okay, I've given up. I'm just giving up.
But
so at this point, I'm not really looking. I'm just working my butt off.
I know you are. And tell everybody, because we have a caller that's going to be here talking about in a few minutes. We're just running over about a casting we're working on shortly here. Tell us where you work and what you're doing, and you can even come to people's homes.
I do house calls. But I'm currently...
She's not a doctor.
I'm not a doctor. I'm a spiritual reconnection coach, well, if you need one of those.
A doctor of the heart.
I'm the doctor of the heart. I'm working on mine anyways. I'm a Florida licensed massage therapist. I have been one for about 20 years. That was in my first life. Being a single mom, I took a nearly a 10-year hiatus, sabbatical. I had a conversation with God, and God has put me back into it because I have healing hands. And so I'm
just
currently,
read on one of your posts that you had a lady that said something that was like, really awesome.
Yeah, she wanted to take my hands home with her, but my hands get marriage proposals. I don't. My hands do. But I'm currently at Essentials Massage and Spa in Clearwater. It's off of Lakeview. It is a beautiful, beautiful spa. We have cryotherapy. You can get facials there. You can also
do reflexology.
Well, I'm sure one of us could.
Reflexology is really good on your feet.
Oh, definitely. We do stuff on your hands because reflexology can also be done on your hands and feet and your ears. So we have this special called the Signature Massage, and that includes hot stones, a foot scrub, and aromatherapy. And it's just a little sampling, but then you can have it with a relaxation massage, a therapeutic massage, or a deep tissue massage.
Oh.
And it's very, very popular. You can even find it on Groupon if you're lucky.
Whoa. So how do they get in touch with you if they say, you know, I just don't want to go to a spa? Like most of the, like even the 55 and over communities, they just don't want to leave the neighborhood.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to do this. But, if you legitimately would like me to do a house call to you on my days that I have available, which is very random and spontaneous, you can call me at 727-678-4339. Please leave a message because I do get a lot of scammers. I may not necessarily answer right off the bat if I do not recognize the number.
Mm-hmm.
So please just leave a message. I'll make sure to delete as many messages as possible because I don't know, I might have a voicemail box that's totally full.
Right. And that's amazing that you've studied this as well to help people. And so with your clients, it gives a lot of testimony. I just read one from where we live. I can't tell, you know, our neighborhood, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very impressed, and they were just like, he had some back issues or something.
Oh, yes.
Right. And he was saying that it was the best massage he ever had.
Aww. So, I want to reconnect with him. I've been trying to get back in touch with him just to follow up. And if he needs me to come back over to work on him some more, I would love to do that for him.
Yeah.
And I just love seeing the results of people, especially when they come into the office space, the spa, and they have a kink in the neck or they can't move their shoulders, their arms, or anything. And then I do some trigger point therapy.
What's trigger point therapy?
Trigger point therapy is basically where you find your knots.
Okay.
Those are trigger points.
Oh.
And 9 times out of 10, people have all this pain throughout their body. Those are trigger points and adhesions. And if you actually came to a massage therapist – we could get rid of those, and then you wouldn't have to go to a doctor and get on pharmaceuticals.
Oh.
Like, that's what people don't recognize or realize. Trigger points have so much to do with body pain, and it comes from literally doing anything. Breathing.
I noticed, because I was talking to a lot of people, sometimes the hotels are really full and their spas mm-hmm. are booked up, especially during spring break. And, you know, you can even travel. I mean, you'll go and travel to their hotel, their home, and you have everything for setup.
Yes, I have a massage table. I have the massage chair, but I also have different locations. I am primarily at the Clearwater Spa location. Mm-hmm. I will be soon at the Tampa Bay Downs in the poker rooms. Also have a location in Seminole. So I pretty much, if you can't afford me to come to your house, I try to have other locations that you can afford to come see me.
Oh, nice.
And we also have other great therapists too. I mean, yes, I have to toot my own horn because it's about me. But anyways, I have to share it with other therapists that I do work with as well. So I do encourage everybody, you know, call up the Essentials Massage. It's on Lakeview in Clearwater.
And book with Jacqueline.
And book with me first. And then if I'm not available, take somebody else, okay? But I've been known to do the Goldilocks massage.
Oh, what's a Goldilocks massage?
Goldilocks means my touch is just right.
Ah.
Like, I give just enough pressure, but I don't hurt you. I can go very deep, but I'm not going to totally, like, bruise you.
Well, you're going to be very lucky for the man that finds you, and you find this special person out there, because he will have so many relaxing massages. My husband, I'll ask him to rub my feet. He goes, I bought you a massage chair.
Well, the thing of it is, though, I was in a relationship when I was a massage therapist in my 20s when I had my children. He never got a massage.
Oh.
Because just like a doctor or a chef or somebody like that, when you're doing it all day long and giving it to your to the public, mm-hmm. by the time you get home, you're absolutely exhausted and you actually need that TLC.
Right.
Like, recently, I've been completely spent. I had 10 clients within 2 days, like back to back to back to back to back to back. To back.
Mm-hmm.
And then on my day off, I wasn't feeling good because I was so run down.
Yeah.
And thankfully, I had a dear friend of mine who kind of helped me out last night, kind of helped square some stuff away, and then he gave me just enough little TLC, you know, that I needed, and I got some rest,
right,
which was very, very important, and so today I feel like myself again.
Well, you're glowing, you have this glow, and that makes a difference. I slept till like 1 or 2 o'clock today in my jammies.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't done that in Everland, but I have to tell you something funny. We have Sue, we're going to be with you in 2-3 minutes, Sue. Hold on, she's still there. Hold on, hang on. But last night, okay, remember that big furry thing I bought from Amazon?
Yes.
And it's so heavy. It's okay. It's like a big blanket.
You turn into an Eskimo or a polar bear.
Like, it looked like a Miss Abominable snowman.
Yes.
So I'm going to tell you. I mean, it's so furry. It's like fox fur. And so I get into bed last night. I was kind of chilly. Mm-hmm. So I decided to slip it on, right?
Right.
My husband is trying to pull the covers, thinking it's the covers. And it's on me.
And it's not moving.
It's not moving. And he's like, I need some covers. You keep kicking them off. And then he woke up and goes, oh, my God. What are you wearing? He couldn't
even find
me.
Did you scare him?
I did. I had this hood over me. It was like all this fox fur all over me.
That must have been a sight.
It was, yeah. He's like, oh, my God. We're not in Alaska. But it's so cozy. I want to thank MyPillow.
Oh, my gosh. MyPillow. I got one.
Oh, you got one.
I have one. Oh, my gosh. I do not leave home without it. I don't travel without it.
Well, I'm doing a commercial for them.
Really?
I got on the audition, and they sent me the pillow topper today.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so excited. I took the old one off that's been there for I don't know how many years. I was like, ooh.
So you have a new one.
I do. And the new sheets, I got white sheets.
Nice.
And I got another pillow.
So it's going to feel like a spa.
I know. I'm so excited. And but anyways, I'm still helping promote that on the air. So put in Beach, BEACH, to MyPillow.com. You get a little good special extra promo. So in the meantime, let's go to Sue Greenberg.
Hi, Sue.
How do you do?
Hi. Is she... Hi. So how was your conference call with the producers after I left the Zoom call?
Oh, my God. They are so great. They went beautifully, just beautifully. And they wanted to do something before May for the film festival to put it to promote us.
Very Ooh, cool.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah, they were talking about the 7 to 12 year olds. That's a long range, you know, for the girls. So I was saying it could be a bigger sister. So we had talked on the Zoom. Sue was trying to get on the Zoom, and but they did talk. And now what are we looking for, Sue, for this movie for Elliot's Tales? But before I tell that, hold that thought. You are a author. You wrote a children's book called Elliot's Tales. You can find it on Facebook, Elliot. It's T-A-I-L-S. You have a plush horse that is so cuddly that you
it's
sell.
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. Right. It has. I wrote two children's books, and I have a plush horse that goes with it. It's really cute. It's a good present, too.
Right. And it's great for birthdays and, you know, holidays and everything. So what are we looking for? Because we're going to be casting for this short that we're doing. And what did you come up with at the age range?
Well, we might even have two kids. One might be like a 7-year-old and then might be a 12-year-old. That's kind of a good thing to see a brother. Maybe the two sisters is always cute. Or a brother and sister, we're not sure. So we're going to have to cast for that. We're going to have to cast for the grandpa and the mom. So we'll be busy with our casting.
Right. So we will be announcing that on the air. Maybe we'll run a commercial for that when we lock it in as well. And then also when you are interested, if you go to Elliot's T-A-I-L-S on Facebook, we'll have the casting notice up there. And all you have to do is send in a video. First email. Elliot's Tale Casting at gmail.com. And then we'll send you the slides, of which is this little small script that you act out, and then you send the video up to YouTube, and then we will have a callback on that. So if anybody's interested.
I might be.
Well, we're going to be looking for voices, too. They like the idea, you know, of the horses talking. Wait, you have a couple voices, you do.
Yeah.
Wait, do the southern accent. Hang on. You have to hear this.
Hello, darling. How you doing?
Okay, give another one.
You don't like that one?
Do the Olga. I would love to see you do a massage with somebody and come in like Olga. You did the Olga? Olga?
Uh-huh.
Wait, you have to hear this.
I don't know if I do Olga. I do somebody else, like from someplace else.
Oh, from England?
England, Australia, wherever you decide you want me to be from.
Nice. That sounds like my Siri.
I was just going to say, you can redo all the Siri voices.
I should ask. Wait, hold on. You have to hear this. Hey, Siri. Let's see if she... Hang on. I think I have to... Hold on, everybody. Hang on. Hey, Siri. Wait. What is my name?
You're Dawn, and you asked me to call you Dawn Reese, famous Hollywood talk show host.
You trained her well. That is so funny.
Smartphone.
Yeah, I programmed her to do that.
I was wondering how much you had to pay.
Or how long you have to sit there to make it.
Exactly. Well, Sue, it's been a pleasure. And where can they buy your books and your plush horse as well?
Right now, just go to my, you can go to my email. It's Sue, S-U-E, Green, G-R-E-E-N. B like in boy, R like in Richard, D like in good at AOL.com. And then just email me and I'll, you know, just tell you the prices and everything.
Or they can go to Elliot's T-A-I-L-S on Facebook and message you.
That's fine, too. Perfect.
Yeah, if they're driving, that's easier to kind of remember, too, when you're in the car.
Perfect.
Or you can
and the books are really cute because they rhyme and they're really good for kids to keep them brush their teeth and Elliot gets older and the real horse pictures of Elliot growing up and it's adorable.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, yesterday was Sue's birthday.
Happy birthday, Sue.
Do you sing? Do we have a happy birthday song?
Oh, I can do a Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, wait, yeah, hold on. Okay,
right,
well, let's do Marilyn. Okay, this is for you, Sue. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sue. Have a happy happy, happy, happy birthday
to you.
Okay, there's your happy birthday song. Well, we thank you.
My dog's gonna be in the movie too. She's got
that
bark and practicing her grip.
I gotcha. I don't want to buy a bark collar for my dog. We had a chat with her.
Oh yeah, you have to have a chat with her.
We did. But Sue, thank you so much for calling in, and then we'll find out the exact what we're doing. I'll run that commercial, and we'll run that on the air.
Okay, I'll call you back about 9:15.
Sounds good, Sue. All right.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. You're the best.
She's an amazing award-winning author, and she goes to the hospitals and drops off books and just puts charities together. It's so adorable.
That's amazing.
Isn't that nice?
I miss doing this stuff, by the way.
You do.
I really do.
That's why I brought you here, to put the magical headsets on.
Thanks. One day I might come back. One day.
You will. Just, it's there. It's just around the corner. Bobby, do you, any message for the new year?
Any message?
I'll see you next year.
I will see you next year.
That would be next week, right?
Right. Yes.
Oh, I spoiled it. No, I'm just kidding.
How about next decade? See how that goes.
Any messages to everybody out there around the world? Any message from Bobby?
Well, we're just gonna keep busy, keep working, and keep this entertainment, media, radio world rocking and rolling.
Exactly.
Like we have been.
Exactly.
Marconi gave us the radio.
I know. I thank Lola for that opportunity. I've been here, 14 years. 14 years is a long time. Hey, yes. You have to add me on Facebook, Dawn Reese, and then also TikTok, Dawn Reese Show. And Jacqueline,
Jacqueline Chase on Instagram.
Yep.
It's just Jacqueline on Instagram. They actually hacked my Mama J Speaks.
Oh, no.
And then they wanted me to pay $500 to get it back.
Really?
And then they took one of my good pictures of myself, and they were using it to promote it of a scam. And so I was like messaging people, I'm not promoting it. This isn't really me.
Oh, I hate like, that when that happens.
Crypto
yeah.
things that yes. keeps coming
like,
in.
Like, you know the person, but you know that they're not going to post
gonna
this
sell
stuff.
That stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm just Jacqueline now with an underscore in between the just and the Jacqueline MC. So
cool.
That's
cool.
How people can find me. And sometimes I'm randomly on TikTok. I must be tired.
It happens. But I have to tell everybody, we have to play the ice skating commercial at the end.
Okay.
If you go ice skating at the Almerton Ice Arena over there, it's so nice and cool. You know, I mean,
I like watching the hockey players.
Oh, there you go. I was a flight attendant for the hockey players. I told my husband, I said, I work for the Panthers. He goes, in the zoo. And I said, no, I used to spray Imagine Norai or something, Lancome. And I remember as a flight attendant, I was single, and they were like, this perfume was very strong. And I heard the guys, because they thought we were luck, you know, because we kept winning in Canada and all over.
Mm.
So they kept us there. They're like, she's looking for a husband. I'm like,
all because of the Lancome perfume? Oh, gotcha. Is that the one Julia Roberts wears now?
No, I got that for Christmas.
Oh,
it's called Belle LaBelle something, or I love it. It's light, airy, and feels like, you know, spring around the corner.
Nice.
Yeah.
We definitely need to get to spring.
I know. Do you see all these hats that I bought, these furry ones?
I love them. They're so you.
I know. I have a brown one coming in, a pink and black one. I think I bought like 9 hats.
Well half of them. Can you get the purple one and just give it to me?
Just see if there's a purple one up there. It has been such a joy. I guess my message to everybody is life is so short.
Mm.
It is so short. I lost my son 1.5 years ago. I lost my brother 4 months ago. And, you know, he was 60. It could have been a blood clot. He had the shots and all this stuff.
Yes.
And it's crazy. My father-in-law, I would say 6 deaths in our family in the last 1.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't realize, like, when my brother would call me every day and laugh and giggle, enjoy the family memories.
Absolutely.
Of course, people are like, oh, well, you have a title. Okay, yes, I miss Sunshine State for the tourism, and I'm so excited to go to Tennessee and compete next year, and that's fun. But when it really comes down to it, I want to tell you, I'm I'm not looking like I was in Hollywood before when I lived in my office, mm-hmm. and it was Hollywood and acting. If something comes to me, like when I sent my audition tape mm-hmm. to the to my pillow, mm-hmm. I was not. You know, I was like, last year I didn't make it. And this year I put my crown on and I said, hi, I'm Miss Sunshine State. And I did something like this. I'm like, and a queen needs to have her beauty sleep.
Nice.
I did something out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. I got the email and they said, we definitely want you for this casting.
That's all it took. You wore the crown.
There was the crown.
It's all about the crown.
It's all about the crown.
I want to wear a crown.
Well, you have a crown.
I do.
Yeah, I know. We missed a lot of parades and everything, too, this last year. But my wish is to have everybody be healthy and happy. And, you know, and mine is going to be, I have a one-year Bible. And I get so busy, and I look at the Bible, and I go, oh, God, I missed 2 or 3 days. What's wrong with? So now I'm getting up with my coffee in the morning and having my read. And I want to say this. When I met, you know, Ron over at Hulk Hogan's shop, he's a very good friend of Hulk Hogan's. Ron, if you're listening, hi, and Marcos. Introduced me to him. He said Hulk gets up in the morning, puts his praise and worship music on, reads his Bible, prays before he goes out of the house. Mm. And that is such a role model, and that really stuck with me.
I have something to tell you.
We have 3 minutes.
Hulk Hogan and his family used to go to the Catholic church that I grew up in.
What Catholic church?
St. Cecilia's, right down the street.
That's where my husband went to school.
I went to that school, too.
Oh, gosh, you're kidding me.
I went to St. Cecilia's parochial school until third grade.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought Bert looked familiar.
I know he had a lot of cheerleaders at his house. They used to live on the water.
I was not one of them. And I was honestly too young, I think. Yeah, because he's what, at least 10 years older than me, I think.
Bert? Yeah. Me? He's 5 years younger than me. Well, I'm a cougar.
You are a cougar,
apparently.
Girl. You're a sexy cougar, go girl.
Do you have
girl.
Like a roar?
Roar.
I got some other sound effects.
He's got other sound effects. Well, we have some amazing producers coming up on the show. If you have a miracle story, God has put that on my heart to help other people as well, people that have died and went to heaven and the other way. I have so many books that now I'm sitting down to read them, and that's enlightened me with my son's passing for grieving.
Mm.
I've talked to so many people that, what is he laughing? He's ready for the roar? Hang on. Oh, the cat.
Close enough.
I'm allergic to cats.
This is a hyperallergenic one.
That's hyperallergenic.
Yeah.
Well, I totally understand because I lost my mother.
You did too.
In January. Sister. And then my baby sister. Here's the irony of it. I was there when my sister was born.
Mm-hmm.
In the hospital. I was 12 years old, and I was the first one. I took my pinky finger and put it in her little hand, and she opened her eyes up to me. And I had such a close bond. I was like the second mommy to her
mm-hmm.
growing up and everything. She went through a lot of stuff, so that really hit me hard. And our mother found her at that time. And then a couple years later, I ended up being my mother's caregiver.
Right.
And helping her through her process.
I don't know. Be honest. My sister's going through, her husband has dementia at a very young age. And God bless you for me going through that stuff and helping them. And I just know, I do have to say this, when I'm reading these books, how glorious heaven is and how beautiful it is and what the people have seen before they came back.
It's a love frequency.
Yeah. And I just feel very peaceful that he's okay. And my mom mm-hmm. and dad showed up at my door in my dream. And I said, Nicholas. And she said, he's okay. I came to tell you.
Yeah.
So that was beautiful. We have like only 14 seconds here. But if you have a miracle story, if you'd like to be a teen reporter for me, and get in touch, 727-871-7788.
She's the best.
Check me out on Facebook. And Bobby, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
And God bless you. And may you get all the things in your heart's desires. And when you put God first, really put him first and get on your knees and pray, watch things happen. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next Thursday, everybody.
Bye.
Next year. Bye, everybody. Bye. You gotta play that ice skating commercial. We'll be back next week.
Okay. Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper.